This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
We got breaking news from the Irving police on why they had people stay inside their homes for a couple of hours earlier this afternoon. We told you about this right around 1 o'clock. It's right there along Lake Carolyn Parkway. Police say they looked for a man suspected of shooting two people this morning. Witnesses ID'd him as Luis Moreno, and he lives on that street. When the officers saw his car, they set up a perimeter and tried to serve a warrant for his arrest. That's when they asked people to either stay away or stay inside of their homes. The officers went into the apartment that he didn't show up. Two shooting victims are okay.
Well, it's not just Valentine's Day. It's also National Donor Day. And today, Dallas's Southwest Transplant Alliance hosted an event to celebrate the ultimate act of love by bringing together advocates and donor families. Lisa Robinson now works at the Southwest Transplant Alliance. She tragically lost her 18-year-old son, Caleb.
We were able to donate his organs and save 5 lives.
And today, she got to meet the person who now has her son's heart.
He was very sweet. He was very thankful. He is Spanish speaking. So he tried his best to communicate with us. We did have his daughter translating so that we wouldn't miss anything that we were trying to tell each other. But it was a beautiful moment.
The Alliance also shared some sweet pictures of them with Lisa's hand over the man's heart.
There's been so much talk around the NFL about what Travis Kelce might do in the future. Now it seems like the Kansas City Chiefs aren't willing to wait very long while he makes up his mind.
I'm going to take some time to figure it out. And I think I owe it to my teammates that if I do come back, that it's going to be something that it's a wholehearted decision. I'm not half-assing it. And I'm fully here for them. And I think I could play, whether or not I'm motivated or it's the best decision for me as a person to take on all that responsibility.
The Athletic reports the Chiefs set a March 14th deadline for Travis to make up his mind about retiring or not. If he stays, he gets an $11.5 million roster bonus on March 15th. Before the Super Bowl, Kelce said he figures he has another good 3 years left to play.
Well, Jeff Bezos' rocket company, Blue Origin, is getting a 10% cut of its jobs.
Just last week, Jeff Bezos' rocket company, Blue Origin, launched and landed one of its new Shepard rockets in Van Horn, Texas. It was helping NASA, which wanted to test equipment on short space flights while mimicking lunar gravity.
Commanded to start, 2, 1.
But Blue Origin says it's grown too fast over the past few years and has been forced to lay off 10% of its workers. CEO Dave Limp told employees Thursday it was a tough decision, but that with growth came more bureaucracy and less focus than we needed. Limp says the cuts are needed to speed up manufacturing as well as the launch rate. In addition to launching its new Shepard rockets from Texas, it launches its larger New Glenn rockets from Florida. Blue Origin did not disclose how many jobs are 10% of its workforce. I'm Donna Warder.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
An older man in jail after calling the Richardson cops to confess to a crime.
81-year-old Douglas Irvin called 911 Thursday night to admit shooting and killing one of his roommates. Officers responding to the home on Wake Drive found the body of 59-year-old Gregory Johnson. A third person was in the house but was not hurt. Police found a shotgun and arrested Irvin without incident and charged him with murder. From the 24-Hour News Center, Mark Lambert, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Arlington man stabbed his mom to death in 2022. He's not going anywhere.
The Second Court of Appeals in Fort Worth has turned down the case of Nathan Woodard, who was locked up for 80 years. Woodard was homeless and a drug user in 2022 when he turned on his mother. 55-year-old Teresa DeWitt Pierce had been trying to help her son. She returned home in Arlington one day and was confronted by Woodard. He stabbed his mother more than 20 times, something recorded on surveillance video. Then Woodard ditched the knife and his clothing, rode a bike to a Walmart for new clothes, and even tried to deny his identity when police tried to question him. From the 24-Hour News Center, LP Phillips News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton will not be disciplined for trying to overturn the 2020 presidential election. The Texas Supreme Court today dismissed two cases that wanted to punish him for making false claims to the U.S. Supreme Court. Following the 2020 vote, Paxton filed suit challenging the results in swing states.
The new Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins speaks out about the high cost of eggs.
We are looking at every possible scenario to ensure that we are doing everything we can in a safe, secure manner, but also to ensure that Americans have the food that they need.
She says she's also going to be making a bunch of layoffs at the department, and she wants DOGE to let her know what she should do. She has said like programs like SNAP are going to be fully examined, but the administration is not looking to take food out of a hungry child's mouth.
Texas rolled out new property tax measures this year, kind of ease a burden on homeowners and boost school funding. On Thursday, the Senate passed two bills raising homestead exemption again. If approved by the Texas House and voters, it could save property owners just a little over $360 annually. Now, Ryan Chismark, he's a partner at Meritax Advisors. He was in Austin this week, and he says he's optimistic at how the state will use the budget to help property owners.
We have a system where we have no income tax, no corporate tax, and yet we have a budget surplus of $25 billion. We have two top stock exchanges moving here. We have a tremendous amount of growth, 300 plus people a day.
Now, he says with that growth brings the number of entities that you can tax. And when that happens, you have more surplus that can help bring down property tax relief for everyone.
Earlier this week, we told you about a plane collision at the airport in Scottsdale, Arizona. The private Learjet had just come in from Austin. It collided with a parked Gulfstream jet after its landing gear failed. The plane belongs to Vince Neal from Motley Crue. We're also finding out there's a North Texas connection to this crash. The pilot that died lived in Dallas for 25 years. Police ID'd him as Joe Vitoski. His daughter, Jane, says her dad saved the other lives in the plane with the landing. She says he served in Vietnam, worked for American Airlines for a time. He then became a flight instructor at Southwest Airlines.
That cluster of measles cases in the South Plains, it's getting bigger and quick.
Earlier this week, there were 24 cases in Gaines County. Now there are 42 in Gaines County, the others in neighboring counties. 13 patients are hospitalized. All of these cases are in people who are unvaccinated, all but five of them under 18. Dr. Jason Bowling is an infectious disease expert with the UT Health System.
That's really concerning because we know that children are at higher risk for complications with measles.
Nearly 14% of children in Gaines County have a vaccine exemption, which is far more than the state average. There were two cases last month in Houston. From the 24-hour news center, Barbara Schwartz, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Problem in the oil fields that's threatening groundwater and clean air and soil.
The Texas Railroad Commission regulates the state's oil and gas industry. Chair Christy Craddock updated state senators on the problem with abandoned orphaned oil and gas wells. The state can only plug about 1,000 a year.
We have more orphan wells coming on than we are plugging. We've exceeded our plugging numbers every year.
They leak hazardous chemicals into groundwater and aquifers and emit methane and benzene into the air.
We have 250,000 active wells and 155,000 inactive wells on our books. At any time, those could become orphan wells.
In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Well, it's a Valentine's Day, or as a lot of people call it, Friday. New survey finds almost two-thirds of Americans don't get into the hype around Valentine's Day. They think the whole thing is overrated, and they're not doing anything more special than they did last year. When it comes to spending, about 60% say they're spending about the same amount on their loved ones than they did last year. Only 12% are spending more. 28% of Americans say a good Valentine's Day shouldn't cost a thing.
KRLD News Time 424. Let's check your money with David Johnson at 454. But right now, we've got Bloomberg's Nancy Lyons. Happy Valentine's Day.
Thanks, Kristen. Happy Valentine's Day to you, too. Wall Street had a mixed finish today. The Dow was down 165. The S&P was down a fraction, but the NASDAQ added 81. Crude oil futures fell 0.8% to $70.72 a barrel. Retail sales fell the most in nearly 2 years in January, a month that was marked by severe winter weather and those LA wildfires. It followed a strong surge of shopping at the end of 2024. Airbnb had its best day of trading ever, with shares up close to 14.5%. The online rental platform announced better than expected earnings and says it expects another strong quarter ahead. In the spring, it plans to add more features like tours, classes, even meals by a professional chef. And surging prices and more frequent shortages of eggs are cooking up a new opportunity for the vegan food business. Makers of plant-based egg substitutes are boosting production, expanding distribution, and planning to cut prices to take advantage of high chicken costs. One such company, Just Eat, says its sales jumped fivefold last month. I'm Nancy Lyons with Bloomberg Business on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Local is updated three times a day for the latest news, weather, and traffic. Listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com. Download the Odyssey app or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.